Simin Tov Kuf Chav Vav. We'll be doing the first half of the first sif. Meis Hamuta Lekavro. If there's a mace that has to be buried, Imu B'Yontif Rishon, if it's on the first day of Yontif, so the Ramah says, Lo Yisasku Bo Yisrael. You cannot have Jews doing any Chilul Yontif for the sake of the mace. Afilu Yasriach, even if we know that it'll start decomposing and will actually smell. V'yefshir ba'amamin, and there are no non-Jews around. So the halacha is that the kavod abrius of the fact that the nifter is now going to begin is going to begin having a very a repulsive odor, that is not going to be matir doing any malacha whatsoever, and the mitzvah of kvura is not docha the asei and los asei of yontif. Mishabur also brings in if you have karaim, if you have Jews that are not keeping Shabbos. Or not keeping Yontif, or not keeping the Malachas of Yontif for one reason or another. They're Jews and there's a Lifnei Iver, you can't allow them to do that. So this halacha, that even though say that the Ptira was before Yontif, or it's a very hot day, and there are no non-Jews around to take care of the Nifter, the halacha is still, you cannot do anything. What is the halacha though? Yisasku bo amamin. You are allowed to have non-Jews take care of it. Afilu meis bo bayom, even though the patira was on that day, there's no reason why you cannot have non-Jews take care of the meis. Va'afilu im yicholim lashosu ad lamacha shelo yasriach. Even if you can have it wait for another day and you don't feel that there's going to be any odor, nevertheless, you're allowed to use a non-Jew. It's mutter. Now, if it's Yontif that is Erev Shabbos and the non-Jews are going to end up carrying him into Shabbos for burial, then you're not allowed to. It's only Yontif that they were mater, not Shabbos. So what do you do? So what you do is, if necessary, you can do a temporary kvura in the city and have the non-Jews take him out after Yontif. So lamashal, if there's no Jewish cemetery, you can do a temporary kvura in the city and then after Yontif have the Jews go and do a real kvura. Or at least put him in some kind of aron, in a casket, in a way that the smell will not come out. Now, today, you are allowed to do a kfura al yedei amamin. You can have non-Jews do the kfura on Yontif Rishon. If for some reason it's not feasible, so at least what you have is a non-Jew have the body brought to a place that's refrigerated, so that it will not be masriach. Now, having non-Jews do the burial, if there's no way that you can have a Jew supervising, there's always a chashash that they're not going to do a proper job and they're not going to handle the deceased with kavod. And therefore, that may be reason to put off the kvura altogether from Yontif Rishon. So this is the halacha. The halacha is that meis b'Yontif Rishon, Jews are not allowed to do any malacha. Non-Jews are allowed to take care of the entire kvura.